Hi, this is Rebecca from the Sauce Podcast. Unfortunately, Maya and I were not able to record a new episode for you this week, but we didn't want to leave you with nothing. So here's a short sort of mini-sode that incorporates a little bit of the conversation we had last week that we weren't able to include in the episode. We were talking about political correctness. Some of that did make it into the episode, but the conversation continued for a bit longer and had to be cut for time. So now you get to hear our expanded thoughts on political correctness and comedy. We hope you enjoy it.
I think people are saying, I'm resentful that I can no longer say certain sexist or racist things. Because the rules are changing. And what's going to happen to me if there's no space for me in these new rules? And what we're talking about is free speech is a mask for what are the rules of society?
Yeah.
And I think that you brought up the Mel Brooks example, which I think is really interesting in this.
Yes. Before we started recording, we were talking about this recent interview that Mel Brooks gave in which he talked about, as many older male comedians do, that political correctness is harming comedy. And he said, you couldn't make Blazing Saddles today. There's a lot of stuff we could address there, but it is exactly what you were just sort of saying. It's like when he made that movie, he knew what the rules were and he was pushing certain boundaries.
Yes. So
he was being very progressive, but the boundaries have changed to where his progressive piece is now problematic.
It's problematic.
Dated.
It's dated. It's just dated.
You wouldn't want to make that movie today. If his point is that you couldn't make a movie that challenged people, that was controversial and shocking, I don't think he's correct. I think people can still make those movies and they do all the time. It's just that the ways we shock people and the things that we find controversial change over time.
So yeah, you couldn't make Blazing Saddles today, but you wouldn't have had Tiffany Haddish 20 years ago.
Right.
Well, you wouldn't have had Broad City 20
yes.
years ago, even 10 years ago. You wouldn't have had these other women, people of color, lesbians, gay men
yes.
doing their comedy. Like, you only have the white man allowing certain mm-hmm. gay characters or black characters, certain female characters. Although I have to say, Madeline Kahn in that movie is like really one of the most important things in my whole life.
Me too. Like Madeline Kahn as like my guiding star.
God rest her soul. Are we lighting a candle for her?
Yeah.
You couldn't make Blazing Saddles today, but look at all the things that are being made now that you absolutely never, ever, ever couldn't have even imagined being made.
Right.
You could have never had women speaking about sex.
That's such a
in
good
a major
point.
Movie now, the way that like then the way that you can now.
Exactly. That is so important. And I think that gets lost in all these conversations about what it is that mostly white men can and can't say. For pretty much ever, trans people have not had freedom of speech. If they said, hi, I'm trans, they could be killed. They still could be.
Yeah.
So forgive me if I'm not crying over your getting criticized for telling a rape joke. Like, I just can't care that much. Our mutual friend, Guy, who's a comedian, has brought this up and said it better than I could. So I'll just borrow from him because he makes the point of, like, he's a gay man in a successful stand-up comedian, but it's been a really hard road for him because think of all of the shows he didn't book because he was talking in his set about being gay. He was disinvited from some shows, for like college shows, because they said they don't do dirty material. They don't want any dirty material. Guy doesn't do dirty material. He just talks about being gay. And so to them, that's dirty material. So this idea that there's the political correctness is limiting and circumscribing what people can and can't say. Okay, I guess that's true. But also those boundaries have always been there, just not for you.
But also it's like things change like that are just funny. Like I watched Blazing
Right.
Saddles for the first time in years, like just a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, a lot of these jokes, they're just not fucking funny. They're not funny to me. They're old jokes. They're not funny to me. And I love Mel Brooks.
But comedy changes.
Comedy changes.
And you appreciate Blazing Saddles by understanding it in its time and place. And you can laugh at those jokes, understanding what an audience of that time and place would have been knowing and thinking and feeling, more or less. You can sort of contextualize it and get why it would have been funny then. But comedy changes. Society changes. And what's funny changes. So
it's not that I'm getting in the way of you telling your joke. I just don't fucking find it funny anymore.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if there's any place for that conversation. Say whatever you want. I'm just going to not respect you because I'm going to know you're a sexist dickwad. I'm going to think you're not very bright.
Sarah Silverman has said that. Sarah Silverman has done that. Like, it's not funny. Like, if you actually want to be funny, you have to keep up with what's going to make audiences laugh. And sexism and racism aren't funny anymore. So you got to keep up with that and move with the times. But also, we never talk about the harm that's being caused. Like it's more than just not funny.
Yeah.
It does send a message. If you make a joke about trans women and you imply that they're really men, it's so un-PC. It's so funny because he's transgressing this boundary that has recently been established that we're not supposed to make fun of trans women. Hardy har. Well, number one, you are clearly telling trans women that they are not welcome in your audience. If they are comedians, they are not welcome on the stage with you. And also, you're reinforcing beliefs that still persist. There's still people out there that do not understand what it means to be trans. They commit violence against trans people, and a joke is premised on some supposed truth. If it's not based on some kind of truth, it's not going to be funny. And if your truth is something awful, like trans women are really men, then people are hearing that. They're not just laughing at the joke because it transgresses. They're laughing at the joke because it reinforces that thing that they thought was true, but they're not allowed to say. And now you think it's true too. And then
I think what we end up arguing about a lot, and I think what the right wing argues about, is they want to take the mantle. And it's interesting. So I teach video, and last year I taught video through surrealism. And a lot of surrealist tactics are about making things strange, offending the sort of normal moral order, which then was sort of intense Catholicism, very Victorian sexual mores, which they made fun of. And the more that we looked at it, the more that I realized that the right wing has really co-opted surrealist tactics that had originally been put to work by this sort of very political left wing. And then they're like being employed by the right wing. Like, not just like actual surrealist tactics of making things that we assume all of a sudden strange or the point of humor. And I'm not saying that, I mean, obviously they're very useful tactics, right?
Yeah, it's the trolling thing.
Oh, absolutely. The provocateur, the trolling.
Let's actually save this.
Yes.
Because we're already at like way, way over
time. Okay.
Way over time. So we're going to need to talk about that when we talk about the alt-right. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can always contact us via email at saucepodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at saucepodcast. Send us a message. Let us know your thoughts, what you'd like to hear us talk about in future episodes, what you love, didn't love, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes. That's how we can get new listeners. So just take a moment, give us a rating, maybe throw in a review, and we look forward to hearing from you. Till next week. Bye-bye.